Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so wonderful to be before you once again, amen, giving glory and honor to the Lord, because He is God, and He is God alone. There is no other, amen, and we glorify the name of the Lord this morning. He is worthy of every accolade that we are able to give Him with our human intellect, and even more, if we are able to, amen, summon forth from our subconscious a greater praise, amen, we ought to give it to the Lord today. Amen. I honor Him. Amen. And all that He is and all that He has done. Amen. As I said before, the glory is the Lord. Amen. He is to be glorified, and He alone, because He alone is our source. Everything else is a resource to us. Amen. The Lord created all things. Amen. He created the earth and the fullness thereof. He is the one that gave, amen, men and women creativity, amen, to be able to design this thing and another. Amen. It did not come forth of in and of itself. It came forth from the creativity and the excellence of God Himself. So we ought to give God the glory, even for our gifts and for our talents, for our abilities, because those things were given us by God, amen, lent to us by God for the furtherance of His kingdom, amen, for the pushing forward the proclamation of the word of God, amen. He gave us all these things, amen, and the subject matter that I've been in, amen, over the last couple of months, as we are one body. And today we're talking about being holy. We are one body. Be holy. And please bear with me, because my equipment, and then since I've been in this location, my things have been a little different. So it's some things I need to be accustomed to, and I'm asking for your patience as we go forward this morning, because I'm not even as organized as I would consider being before I came on live, but I felt this unction to come today, and that it could not wait. I'm telling you, I felt this unction to come today, and it could not wait. And I'm just going to read to you the intro that I put in here. Amid the chaos that the world presents, there is a peace conventional understanding. It comes from the glory that is God. We, the people of God, whose temple we are, should be full of this glory and walk in His holiness. Be holy. Scripture lets us know that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So the Spirit of God ought to emanate from us no matter what we say and no matter what we do. And in all manner of our conversation, we ought to give forth the glory of God. We should be glory carriers. The holiness of God, amen, should emanate from our being. Amen. In everything that we say and all that we do. Amen. And I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. So let's pray. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before You as humbly as we know how, giving You thanks, oh God, and giving You praise, Lord, because You are God. You are the author and the finisher, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. You are the Lord of glory. You are our deliverer. You are our strength. You are our provider. Lord God, You are the one that sustains us, Lord God. You sustain our minds, our souls, and our body. You make us able, Lord God, to move our limbs. You regulate our systems and even our minds. The only reason we arose this morning, Lord God, with the right mind is because the Spirit of the Lord said so. Lord God, I give You glory and I give You praise, Lord, because You are God. You are God. You are my Savior. You are my deliverer. You are my help in the time of trouble. Oh, Lord God, and You, Lord Jesus, are the one that loves us enough to correct us. You love us enough to move us back into position. You reposition us and reestablish us and replenish us and restore us and regenerate us. And we give You glory. Oh God, thank You, Lord, for Your grace and Your mercy. oh, Lord, that you have for each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord, that you love us enough to correct us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for correction. Oh, Lord God, as we come humbly before you, we ask you, Lord God, oh, Lord God, to heal us, deliver us, Lord, from wrong thinking. Deliver us, Lord God, from misunderstanding. Deliver us from misconception. Deliver us, Lord God, from the word of the enemy. Lord, we press past every objection of the enemy this morning as we come into your presence to give you all of the glory and all of the praise and all of the honor, because it all is due you. It all belongs to you. It has never belonged to another. It is you and you alone that we worship. It is you and you alone that is our God. And we glorify you this morning, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord God, with all of our spirit. Oh, Lord God, hear, Lord God, the cry of our spirit this morning, Lord God. Deep calls to deep, Lord God, deep calls to deep, Lord God. Hear the cries of our spirit and heal our souls, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we humble ourselves before you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we humble ourselves before you in the midst of what the world is missed, in the midst of the chaos, Lord God, in the world, Lord God, because in you we find peace, in you we find hope, in you we find deliverance, in you we find direction. Oh, Lord God, in you we find life. Oh, Lord, and we thank you this morning. We give you glory and we give you praise for all that you're doing, Lord God, and that you have done, Lord God. And we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, Lord God, for your direction. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand, oh, Lord God, for correction. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand to bring us, Lord God, to the place that we ought to be. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, your will be done in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in America as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in France as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in England as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in Scotland as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in Brazil as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in Colombia as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in Canada as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in the utter parts of, in the uttermost parts of the earth, in every nation, every village, every town, oh Lord God, every city, every state, Lord God, on every continent, thy will be done as it is in heaven, in the name of Jesus. Bless your people to hear, Lord God, your voice on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. We give glory and honor to God. Amen. Like I said, I just had to come before you today, and I probably will do a part two on this, because although I had been studying it for a while, because amen, I had this series, amen, that the Lord has given me that I was studying about us being one body, amen, because we have seen such a division in the body of Christ, and it is absolutely demonic, amen. We are one body, members in particular, amen. We have different administrations and different operations and different gifts, amen. There is no reason for us ever, amen, to come with one another, because the word lets us know that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few, amen. So there's never a reason, amen, under the sun for us to be competitive, because there's too much work to be done, amen. We shouldn't be all trying to gather in one area of the harvest, amen, when the harvest is plenteous and it's not enough laborers. So we should be spreading out as the Spirit of God sends us to different territories and different places, and as he tells us to do different things, amen, we shouldn't be trying to be like one another. We should be, amen, trying to be more like Jesus, amen. I've watched so many times, amen, in my life, and even had at one point a leader say to me, she said to me, why is it that I didn't want to be like her? And
I my answer was that because I have the honor and the privilege of being me. God didn't call me to be like someone else. He definitely called leaders into our lives to bring us into the unity of Christ, not to make us clones of them. Amen. We ought to be striving to be clones of Jesus. Amen. To be transformed into his likeness. Glory to God, because the Spirit of God dwells on the inside. Everything that God is dwells on the inside of us. So we have the power and the authority given us by the Spirit of God that dwells in us to be, amen, to declare holiness, to declare righteousness. Amen. And we ought to get up every morning making those declarations. Amen. That God is God. He is holy. Therefore, I will be holy. Amen. And that is what we're talking about today. Amen. We are one body. We are one body. And we affect one another. So if one part of the body is sick, if one part of the body, amen, has been wounded, then it affects the entire body. Just like when you stub your toe, it feels like your entire body, amen, is about to hit the floor because you stubbed your toe, because the entire body is infected when one part of the body is wounded. Amen. And that is what is happening with the body of Christ, because we have sustained a wounding, amen, through warfare with the enemy. We've sustained a wounding. So we have become, amen, so the whole body is affected. Amen. And just like there are buffering systems in our bodies that will run, amen, to the place of that wound. That's exactly what we do in the body of Christ. When there's one area of the body of Christ that has been wounded, one area of the body of Christ that is mourning, and then the rest of us run to that part of the body that is wounded, the part that is grieving. Amen. Let us arise, amen, in the Spirit of God that is in us. Amen. And run, amen, to Jesus. Amen. And begin to intercede on behalf, amen, of the body of Christ, on behalf of your brothers and sisters, those that you see and those that you do not see. Let us arise, amen, in the glory of God. Let us be healed, amen. Let us be light and be salt in the earth, because whether we realize it or not, there are those that are watching. There are those that are watching, amen. And it's not just demons watching, amen, but the world is watching. They're watching our responses. They're watching what we say. They're watching, amen, what we believe. They're watching the stand that we make or the stand that we don't make. They see all those things, and it is important that what they see is Christ. Amen. They don't need to see, amen, our differing opinions. They need to see Jesus. That is what they need to see emanating from our being, from our conversations, from the way that we walk, from the way that we respond to the events in the world, even from our political stance, because Jesus is not a politician as the world sees politicians. Jesus is on Jesus's side, and that's the side we are supposed to take. So we don't take sides in the way that the world takes sides. Amen. Because we are leaning on the Lord's side. And that is what the world needs to see. Because the side that we are leaning on is hope. The side that we are leaning on is peace. The side that we are leaning on is love. The side that we are leaning on is salvation. It is deliverance. It is the glory of God, and it is holy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I give God glory, and I give him honor. Amen. I have a few scriptures, amen, I want to bring up to you. And like I said, I probably will come back before you again, amen, because this is not, amen, all that I wanted to bring forward, or maybe this is all the Lord wanted, amen, but we're just going to move on in the name of Jesus. Scripture, amen, and I believe it's 1 Peter, and I was actually going to read, amen, that chapter in its entirety, and I still may. But Peter tells them, amen, to be holy as I am holy, and he actually says,
as it is written, amen, behold, the word says to be holy because I am holy. As it is written, you shall be holy because I am holy. First Peter, and it's verse 16. Amen. And I want to bring, even before I bring that forward, I want to look at Hebrews 12 and 14. And it says, and I'm just giving you a portion of it. It says to follow after peace with all men and holiness, without which no man can see God. Follow after peace with all men and holiness. Follow after peace with all men and holiness. Follow after all men and holiness. Follow after peace with all men and holiness, without which no man can see God. Follow after peace with all men and with all men. Pause. There's a comma there. So let's look at that one more time. Follow after peace with all men, pause, and holiness, pause, without which no man can see God. So we must follow after peace with all men and holiness, without which no man can see God. Amen. Peter said in 1 Peter 1 and 16, be holy because I am holy. That was the word of the Lord. And then it was written in Leviticus, amen, chapter 11. Amen. It's I think it's in verses 44 and 45. And I'm just going to summarize basically. And it just says, for I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourselves. Therefore, be holy. For I am holy, because the Lord thy God is holy. You must be holy. Amen. And I'm going to give you some definitions, both Greek and Hebrew, of the word holy. And there's two words that I found. I believe this is in the Hebrew for holy, and it's kadosh and kadash. Amen. And it means sacred, as in God, clean, undefiled, without defilement, incapable of defilement, sacred. Amen. This is Hebrew. Amen. To be kadosh, as this is kadosh, that says sacred, referring to God, clean, undefiled, holy. And then the other word, kadosh, is to mean sanctified, to consecrate, to set apart for holy loot, holy use, to dedicate or honor as sacred or holy. And the Lord was telling them in the Old Testament, amen, to be holy, for I am holy. When the presence of the Lord is there, there is holiness. The Lord even told Moses, amen, when he came, amen, to investigate about this burning bush, the voice of the Lord came forth out of the bush and told him to remove the shoes from his feet, because the ground that he was standing on, it was holy. It had been hallowed. It had been consecrated. It had been set apart for sacred use, because the presence of the Lord was there. And where the presence of the Lord is, holiness resides. And then our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So holiness resides in the temple. So our behaviors ought to reflect the holiness that comes forth from the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Peter told them I'm going to have to go to that. I'm not going to be able to just, amen, read it this way, amen. But my God, we must be holy, be holy, be holy. Amen. The Greek word for holy is hagia, and it means, it refers to the holy one or revered, worthy of veneration. And it actually comes from that scripture, be holy, in 1 Peter 1 and 16. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We must be holy. The Spirit of God is in us. We must be holy. We cannot ignore, amen, what the Spirit, amen, is speaking, even in this hour, we will grieve the Spirit of God. Amen. We will grieve him. And in many ways, we have grieved the Spirit of God. Amen. That's why the Lord has been calling for repentance in this season for months. Amen. Throughout this entire year and through last year, we've been getting messages that the Lord wants us to come back. He wants his people back. He wants his people back. He wants us to humble ourselves before him and to surrender, amen, our lives, surrender our opinions, surrender our thoughts, surrender our conversation, surrender our behavior to his Spirit, and he will direct. And in so doing, we will lose nothing, amen, because no good thing will he keep from us. Glory to God. From those, amen, that will live upright before him, those that will be holy in his presence. The Lord demands holiness. This is not an option. Holiness is a mandate. It's not an option. Be holy as I am holy. Amen. It is not an option. It is a mandate. The Lord demands that we return to him and be holy. Glory to God. He's demanding it. Amen. It is a mandate, and it is for our good. It's for our blessing. It is for our salvation. It is for our living hope that he is bringing us back to the place of holiness. Be holy before the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me go to that portion of scripture in 1 Peter. Amen. And I am actually on my phone, not even coming up because I didn't have it downloaded for. I'm going to go to the King James Version. And the King James Version actually reads a little differently. Amen. And I'm just going to start at the 14th verse because I please read the entirety of 1 Peter. Chapter 1, read it in its entirety. It's important to gain a better understanding of what Peter was saying. Remember, amen, the rules of studying scripture. We must know who was speaking, who he was speaking to. We must understand what the reason was for the speech. We must never, amen, use one scripture to form doctrine, amen, and we're not doing that, amen. And even in this scripture, amen, even in this conversation that Peter is having with his people, amen, he is referring back to the word that was written in the Old Testament where the Lord told them to be ye holy as I am holy. Amen. And that is the word that I gave you from Leviticus. Amen. And you can find other scriptures, amen, that back up the same, that says that we must be holy as I am holy. So this is not just an Old Testament, amen, word. This is a New Testament word that we are to be holy. Glory to God, because God is holy. Amen. And he will accept nothing less. Amen. He lets us know that in Hebrews when he said, follow, amen. Oh, Lord God. When he said, follow after peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see God. He let us know this is not a mandate. I mean, this is not an option. This is a mandate. It's not optional. This is not one of those things you can throw aside and pick up the rest. Amen. There is not a word in the Word of God that you can do that with anyway. Amen. We need to put on the whole Word of God. Amen. We need to see the examples that were good and the examples that were bad and follow after Jesus. Amen. The Lord set before us an example as he walked in the earth, as he conversed with people, as he loved those that had sinned. Amen. He did not judge them in the way that men judge. He did not judge them even in the way that the church judges. He loved them into deliverance. He loved them into salvation. He loved them into peace. Amen. The Lord brought forth the word. Amen. And he brought forth life, and he was holy in all his doing. Glory to God. And we must be holy as he is holy.
Glory to God. Amen. I'm just going to start reading from verse 14 because I don't want to read the whole thing, but I am going to ask you, please, please, please read the entirety of 1 Peter. Amen. Read the entirety of Leviticus 11. Go back and look at those scriptures. Amen. Because Peter was referring back, amen, to, amen, those the scriptures that he had learned. He learned about God. Amen. As he was coming up, the Lord, amen, gave them a mandate. Amen. That they were to put the word on there. That it is supposed to be in their houses and on frontlets, on their foreheads. They had the word ever before them, unlike the Gentile nations. They didn't have the word ever before them, so they had to be reminded of what the Lord had already said. And sometimes we do too. We have to be reminded of what the Lord has already said. We have to be reminded when we've gotten out in the world and gotten dirty and gotten filthy with the ways and the conversations and the mannerisms of the world. We have to be reminded that the Lord said, be holy, put off your former conversations, put off your former behaviors, put off those things that are of the world, those things that bring forth death, and put on life. And the holiness, amen, emits life every time. Glory to God. Amen. In chapter 1 Peter, amen, chapter 1, verse 14, I'm going to start there. And it says, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. That word conversation, amen, it means behavior. So in all manner of behavior, in all manner of conversation, amen, the way that I usually explain it to people is your nonverbal and verbal conversation, amen, how even your mannerisms, your ways, your doings, the way that you present yourself to the world, be ye holy in all manner of conversation, in all of your behavior, in all of your ways, in all of your doings. Peter said, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. He's referring back, amen, to those scriptures where the Lord had already told them, amen, because I am holy, you must be holy. Because I am holy, be holy. He consecrates us with his holiness. Amen. He has given us his Holy Spirit, whereby we can be holy. This is not an impossibility. Our spirit can be holy because God is holy. Amen. And he's calling us back to holiness. And it is not an option. It's not an option. It is not an option. Holiness is not an option. It is a mandate. We are one body. We function as a unit. Amen. The Lord has given us fivefold ministers to bring us into the unity of Christ. Amen. But many of us have disobeyed the leaders that God has set before us. It's time to come back. Amen. It's time to come back and repent. It's time to come back and amen. And let and put sackcloth upon our hearts. Lord God, it's time, amen, for us to bring forth fruits of repentance and change our mind. Amen. Metanoia, change your mind. It's time to change your mind about your thinking. Change your mind about the way that you perceive things and ask the Lord to deliver even you, the way that you process information. Amen. We need to think with the mind of Christ. Put on the mind of Christ because his mind is holy and we must be holy as he is holy. We are one body. Amen. We are one body and we ought to function as one unit, the same as your human body functions as a unit. We, as a body of Christ, though we are members and many members, and in particular, and though we operate in different ways and have different gifts, all of them function for the same purpose. Amen. To bring the world to the light of Christ, to bring us, amen, into the unity of Christ. Amen. And to that we might be transformed into the likeness of Jesus himself. Glory
to God in the highest glory, to Jesus, glory to God. Oh, Lord God, I pray for each and every one that shall listen, Lord God, to this word today. Bless, heal, and deliver right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we press past the darkness, Lord God, that has tried to overtake us, that we not see the light of life, Lord God, and the truth of holiness. Oh, Lord God, and we decree and declare holiness. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that we shall be holy, even as you are holy, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.